Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Mezuzah, and we finished Siman in the Chayotim Klal Tesvav. We did Siman Yotes. We're going to skip Siman Chav. It's Siman Chav Aleph. Siman Chav Aleph deals with a case where a person is not able to put it on the mezuzah. He wants to put it on the wall behind the door, as opposed to on the mezuzah itself. So he says, in the case would that be necessary, that's going to be mutter, but obviously you can't move it more than a tefach away from the Pesach, just like we said, if you put it into the wall, you're putting it on the wall behind the door, it can't be more than a tefach away from the actual doorway. Simcha Beis. So mezuzah is chavis hador. The chiyuv mezuzah, even though it says a mezuzah is beisecha, which means ownership. So in a case where Reuven owns the house and Shimon is renting the house and living there, and we could argue that Reuven is it's mezuzah is beisecha. The Chazal Darshan, like Rashi says, that beisecha is loshon of beoscha, so it has to be the person who's coming in and out. So the mezuzah is a chiv on the one who's living there, not the one who owns the house. Shem yesh lo bayis ve'ein dor boy, patur mezuzah. The person owns a house, is not living there, not using it at all. He's leaving it totally empty. It's not chayv mezuzah, and vice versa. Ve'im dor boy, a person's living in the house, al bi she'ein sholoi, al chesach me'acher, even though it's not his, and he rented it from somebody else, he's going to be chayiv in mezuzah, because his chayiv mezuzah is because he lives there. He's boa, it's derech biyoscho. Now there's machlokes rishonim, in the case of a person who's soicher the bayis, is that a chayiv deraisa? Is this a drasha gemura? That which we darshan, that biyoscho, the person who owns it, but at the same time is not living there, is potter, that's a deraisa. But that which would be mechayiv, a person who's a soicher, maybe we need beischa and biyoscha, but a person who's a sercha, even though it's a biyoscha, it's not beischa. Or do we say no, that biyoscha is the main chiyuv, and that's all there is, and since this person is the one who's going in, he's going to be chayiv, even though he doesn't own it. So this is machlokes rishonim, what the status is, but the maisa, whether it's a deraisa or the rabbanon, a person who's renting a house, is chayiv to put up the mezuzah. Filosachar minachri, even if a person rents it from a goy, so the owner of the house is a goy, it doesn't make a difference. Since this is the person who's living there, he's chayiv in mezuzah. Now he has, Chazal say, that he has to live there for 30 days. Da'oz havi diras keva. So the requirement of the person who's living in a house who he doesn't own, then he's only chayiv if he's living there for 30 days. The person owns the house and he's living there, he's chayiv right away. Person who rents a house is only chayiv if he's going to live there for 30 days, then it's considered deras keva. If a person lives in the house less than 30 days, he's going to be going to renting a house for a summer vacation for 3 weeks. He's not chayiv in mezuzah. The Chayyim says if a person would want to make the bracha, put up the mezuzah beforehand, and make the bracha beforehand, before the 30 days are up, lo hifsid. Now, if the case was where a person was trying to live there more than 30 days, the Chayyim holds in that situation, he's chayiv right away, because that becomes. Since he's living there more than 30 days, he's not living there in a roy fashion. He's living there in a keva fashion. So that, according to that, therefore Moshe says, and others say, a person can make the bracha during the time beforehand. Maybe it's better to wait till afterwards, if you have a vare chiv, according to everybody, but he could do so. The case over here, the chayyim is being mechadish, even a bigger chiddush, he's only living there for less than 30 days total. If he would want to make a bracha, he could, like an animal of a va'isa, like a woman who makes a bracha on a mitzvah that she does, even though she's not mechayiv to do so. which he said by Talashula, even though Talashula is not chayiv in tzitzis, mira raisa, a person is not chayiv, mira bana, a person is not chayiv. Unless he keeps it for 30 days, then it looks like it's his own talis. But if he wants to make a bracha on it, according to the chayadim, he could do so. Now the last point over here, the chayadim says, Eretz Yisrael, la'alim chayiv miyad. In case a person is renting Eretz Yisrael, he's chayiv to put up a mezuzah right away. Going back to the case where he's renting from a goy, he puts up the mezuzah on the house which belongs to the goy, there's potentially a sakana in the situation, and that's therefore he's going to be potter. But when the fact that we are living in our homes and the goyim outside say we're doing something, that's not going to potter unless if you mamash sakana of poshers. Or we could find some. Meanwhile, we should find some other way to put the mezuzah that the goyim shouldn't see it and question it. So the main point over here: a person who owns a house is chayv right away. A person who rents a house in Eretz Yisrael is chayv right away. A person who rents a house in Chutz Lortz is not chayv right away, unless he's planning to have it for at least 30 days. And then, according to some, he's chayv right away. Some say he has to wait after 30 days to be chayv. But according to everybody, he could put it up beforehand. If he does put it up beforehand and not make a bracha because it's preferable not to make a bracha till later, so he could take it down when it comes the night of the 31st day. He could take it down, make a bracha, and put it back up, and that would be the appropriate thing to do. Have a good day.